Today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1, sponsored by Cash and Carry Kitchens. Transform your home with the warmth of an Irish-made kitchen. Cashandcarrykitchens.ie.
Email todaycb at rte.ie.
Taoiseach Simon Harris has indicated that government plans to introduce health labels on alcoholic drinks could be delayed in light of the new trade environment facing the industry with the looming threat of US tariffs. He said it was important that government control the things it can control in this environment. Now, the planned introduction of health labels has been beset by delays since 2018. It is due to be introduced in May of 2026. Well, I'm joined now by Professor Janice Walsh, who is Consultant Medical Oncologist at St Vincent's University Hospital, and Neil MacDonald, CEO of ISME, representing small and medium businesses. Professor Walsh, Janice, if I can come to you, in terms of public health, from your perspective, can we afford a delay to these health labels on alcoholic drinks?
I think on so many levels, Claire, we can't, to be honest. I mean, we've known for a long time, and it's well recognised within the EU, that Ireland has a very significant and serious problem when it comes to alcohol consumption. And we see a significant burden on so many levels. I suppose one, for the addicted individual themselves. Two, you know, on a family level, because we know about a third of children have parents who drink heavily or are dependent on alcohol. And for our healthcare system, because we know it's taking up 11% of our health budget. It's estimated that alcohol costs about 11% of our health budget. And then on multiple different levels for wider society, we're seeing that it is, from an oncology point of view, we think that about 1,000 of our cancers every year are directly associated with alcohol use. We know that if you've had a cancer diagnosis, that it increases your risk of disease recurrence within certain subtypes. We know that in Ireland, we have about the third highest level of fetal alcohol disorder, which is associated with the impact on the fetus when we have been drinking during pregnancy. We know that in the A&E department, about a third of our presentations are alcohol related. And I think you've covered it many times that going into our A&E departments on Saturdays and Sundays can be very frightening, particularly for our older, more vulnerable patients. Mm-hmm. We know that it has an impact on mental health. We've never had a greater issue with anxiety in our teenagers, and there's a lot of peer pressure to drink. It's a factor in half of our suicides. We know it's involved, significant factor in domestic and sexual abuse. About two-thirds of our assaults that our Gardaí deal with are alcohol-related. If you talk to our liver specialists, they have seen increasing levels of liver disease over the last 20 years. And we know from our Gardaí that it's about a third of our road fatalities are alcohol related.
OK, so that's so a really good rundown of the harms that alcohol does. But will putting a label, a warning on a label on a bottle, change that picture?
Yeah, I mean, I think we are leading the way for Europe, and everyone is looking at the impact of this manoeuvre. I mean, labelling itself isn't entirely new. They've been doing it in France and Lithuania to warn about the effects for impact of alcohol in pregnancy. And I suppose what we've seen through the research that has come home from both national studies and international studies is that people don't associate in the main alcohol with harm. And particularly about 30% of patients only know that there can be association between alcohol and cancer development. And studies that have looked at the impact of potentially labelling have suggested, one, that there's very strong support for it for about 70% of people, and they would see it as a way that they would modify drinking habits. And in the very small amount of data that we have coming from Canada, where we had labelling versus not, it did have an impact in terms of reducing intake.
Well, Neil is here representing small and medium businesses, and you simply don't accept that this is going to have any impact on consumption levels. Is that your position?
That is the issue, Claire. I mean, we are absolutely not denying the health effects that Professor Walsh has just gone through in detail. But what we're saying is, acknowledging the public health issues that alcohol presents, the research, and I'm talking now about research that Professor Professor Walsh would be familiar with from the Lancet, from the Centre for Economic Policy Research, and from the National Institute of Health in the United States, shows that at best, labelling in this respect is inconclusive, and at worst, it's non-effective. The effects of labelling are entirely speculative. If you look at what has actually moved the dial, for example, on tobacco, and we were a leader, for example, in workplace bans on tobacco, what actually worked was not labelling showing, you know, infected lungs and cancerous lungs and all that sort of thing. It was actually pricing, it was bans, and we also have to talk about fashion impact. So young people simply moved on. Smoking has become unfashionable among young people, and they've moved on to other products such as vapes. This sort of labelling is simply not going to deliver the objectives that Professor Walsh wants, but what it is going to do is add a lot of cost to small Irish businesses, and it's also going to be very deleterious to our relations with other EU member states.
So let's take that head on. And Neil has quoted their research in The Lancet, which he says tells us that really there is no conclusive evidence here, Janice, that this is going to work.
Well, I think part of the issue here is education is that makes all the change. So anything that adds to the education of people is going to have an impact on their intake. So personally, I don't accept, because we don't have enough labelling and enough actual labelling happening day to day in different countries, to say that conclusively we can say that that won't have an impact. And obviously what will be interesting now, and I know that the EU will be taking a direct interest in this, will be looking at the impact when this starts in Ireland. I personally feel that it will have an impact. I think the surveys have suggested from a people perspective that it will have an impact. And from my point of view, I feel it's an important measure.
Okay, because of the seriousness, Neil, of the impacts of alcohol, which Janice outlined so clearly at the start of this, we have no option here but to try this in the hope that it works. So what is your issue with it? Does it come down to cost?
Just the basis of the question, Claire, bluntly, is, you know, alcohol is causing serious issues, therefore we just have to give something a punt. I mean, effectively, that's the question. What we're saying is, if this was justifiable by medical outcome, we would absolutely agree with it. Professor Walsh is aware that...
But you could say the same about the smoking ban back when it came in. We don't know if it'll work, but we have to give it a go. And it did work.
Of course it worked. That's what we're actually saying. If you're serious about taking this on, you know, bans work. Pricing works. The price of a packet of cigarettes is now prohibitive for an awful lot of people. And fashion works. People just change their minds about what is fashionable and what is not. But labels, I mean, I don't smoke, but I'm sure like you, I've seen those horrific pictures that were on packets of cigarettes. They did not work. They simply did not work to change behaviour. And these longitudinal studies, the Lancet study that I've referred to, is a 35-year study that has shown that, you know, really serious warnings did not change behaviour.
Not quite what they say. They say alcohol container labels might reduce population level alcohol related harms. They do go on to say investigations of their effectiveness have varied in approach and quality, which seems to suggest they don't have the evidence, because it's not happening in enough places for long enough to judge it.
I absolutely accept that, Claire, but I suppose the acid test of this is going to be, if we bring in labelling along the lines that Professor Walsh and others, we acknowledge that it's, you know, this is a widespread demand for this labelling. If this comes in, will it change the dial at all? And if it does, by how much?
Because why are you pushing back against it? Is it because of the cost that will be borne ultimately by the producers?
There absolutely is an element of cost in it. There is a per bottle cost. There is a per case cost. There is also an intangible cost, Claire, in that a bottle of alcohol labelled in Ireland for export is likely to have this cancer warning. And so what the industry feels is that, you know, say a French or a British consumer is going to see an Irish alcohol with a cancer warning on it against a competitor product that doesn't, and that label in itself is going to discourage the consumption of one form of alcohol.
That is an interesting point. And, you know, there are those, Janice, who have said we should just wait until this becomes an EU-wide move. We shouldn't really be operating out of step with the EU. What do you say to that argument?
Well, my understanding is from the labelling argument that they will only need to label within those bottles that are sold in Ireland. So this is an Irish solution, and we need a solution to this Irish problem. Of course, this is not going to be the only thing that makes a difference. We need to bring this into our schools. We have a major problem with alcohol intake within our teenagers. But what we need to do at this point is any measure that will be shown to reduce the likelihood and to educate our people. And from my perspective, this cannot be delayed any longer. It's been 7 years, and that there has been, you know, significant backlash from industry to implement this. It is supported by 60 public health campaigners, including the Irish Cancer Society, Irish Health Foundation, Youth Council of Ireland. This needs to be implemented. But if it doesn't have an impact, we can obviously evaluate that, but we don't believe it will have no impact because all of the studies are suggesting it will.
So you don't accept what Neil said earlier, that this is like taking a punt on something in the hope that it might work?
I definitely don't.
Neil?
Unfortunately, this is an argument that isn't going to be proven until, you know, you'd have to see a longitudinal result of this. But I quite honestly, and not simply because we represent small manufacturers, we think it's highly unlikely that the people who abuse alcohol, consume it excessively, consume it in an unhealthy manner, are going to be deterred by a label that says that it's potentially carcinogenic. And the reason I say that is because we have more than 50 years of a real world experiment in exactly the same thing with smoking, and it didn't produce the result that pricing and bans and changes in fashion did.
We don't know, do we, that those pictures on cigarette packages didn't have an impact? I mean, you talk about fashion changing and that children now are more interested, unfortunately, in vaping, but that may be down to the fact that a 14 or 15 year old saw those awful graphic descriptions of illnesses caused by smoking and said, I'm not doing that.
Well, that was the that piece of research, the non-Lancet piece of research is exactly the piece of research that said that graphic warning labels to reduce smoking had not been conclusive. That was the UK CEPR study.
But not that they didn't work, you know? And if something like this happens, even if it works only for a small percentage of those who are going to drink harmfully, surely it's worth it.
Well, you can make that philosophical point, Claire, but, you know, first of all, can we say that we could take other measures, proven measures that Ireland has taken the lead on before, such as bans, such as pricing, and say, if this really is the issue, and we have brought in minimum unit pricing, for example, of alcohol, if we can measure the longitudinal impact of doing these things. Unfortunately to us, this does appear more a political than a medical measure. That is our concern, that we see people who want to be seen to be doing something, even if it's entirely ineffective.
You have a medic here with you on the programme, you know, Professor Janice Walsh, who is a consultant medical oncologist. What do you say to that, that this is more political than medical?
Well, I would argue, why then do we have an alliance of 60 public health campaigners all together at one saying that this initiative needs to start? I mean, I just don't accept the labelling will have no effect. I mean, I'm a breast cancer specialist, and I can tell you that at least 70% of people who sit in front of me have absolutely no idea that alcohol can have an impact in the terms of cancer development and cancer recurrence. And I spend all day educating people. So how it can't have an impact, that potentially I would have something on a bottle that is in front of me and read that, and I wouldn't think to myself, gosh, could this be harmful? You know, it's just not realistic. Anything, this is a major public health problem. And anything that helps in the quest to us to reduce our habits is a good thing. And it should be supported by industry. It is supported by government. It is supported now by the EU. Yes, they will all be watching in other countries, but no doubt more so than we've seen with the plastic bag levy, with smoking policies. This will change policy elsewhere.
The EU, as we know, is looking at doing this across the bloc. Will you accept the rule if the EU decides to go ahead with it?
Absolutely, Claire. And now you've put your finger on what is our real objection. What we, our difficulty with this proposal, which is a standalone labelling proposal, which will only affect alcohol that's produced in this country or imported into this country, what we're saying is that that is going to create difficulties for us, which are for Irish manufacturers that are localised to Ireland. In our view, I appreciate that's a secondary consideration, and Professor Walsh is saying wait and see till we see the result. But the EU is already, there is a body set up that is looking at the cancerous effects of alcohol, and we will fully support them when they bring this out. This is not an issue of being anti-cancer labelling on alcohol. This is about being anti a standalone measure that punishes Irish businesses.
OK, because it's been pushed out now to 2026, March, you wanted to see it being pushed out further or to wait altogether until it's done across the EU?
Well, I think at EU level that there is, if we're capable of winning this battle, and I'm talking about on the medical evidence side, and I appreciate that there are big member states like France, Italy and Spain that have an interest in, they're very big alcohol exporters, but this is a public health argument that can be won at EU level, and we will absolutely buy into it because it doesn't single out and punish Irish producers.
All right, well, let's see what happens. Neil MacDonald from ISMI and Professor Janice Walsh, thank you both for being with us. Now, coming up next, living off the grid in Portugal, we're going to speak to the former BBC correspondent who left his old life behind.
Text 51551 today with Claire Byrne on RTE Radio 1.